Let's look at how Hollywood is using its exemptions. Actually, I have no idea who does production for OK Go, and it looks quite possible that this particular video we're going to watch was filmed in Japan, so I'm not sure what sort of regulations, laws, or licenses or exemptions might apply, although I don't know, they could have made it look like it was filmed in Japan. But it's a really fun, the new video from OK Go is called I Won't Let You Down, and if you want to see how entertainment might use drones, we're going to start this kind of in progress, because you don't really realize that this video is being filmed by a drone until right about now. Nights out in Babylon, yeah. Nights out in Babylon. But maybe I need someone to trust. Maybe I need someone. Maybe I need someone to trust. Maybe I need someone. And I won't let you down. No, I won't let you down. So things get very aerial here for a while, yeah. And they do a great job of incorporating their drone cinematographer throughout this piece. And it's very seamless and very cool. And I'm sure we will see more kinds of things like that in all sort of entertainment environments.
And Denise, I think that's a great video. I've seen that. And I'm pretty sure, and I'd like to ask Terry this because of his expertise in particular in the Hollywood space, I'm pretty sure that that band went to Japan to film that video. For whatever reason, they couldn't get approval or didn't think they could, so they shot it outside the U.S. And again, Terry, I'd like you to respond to that if you're aware of the details of that. But that is a great sort of segue to the conversation that the drone regulation environment, you know, is variable across the world, right? And there's a lot going on in the U.S., but there's a lot going on in Canada and the U.K. and France and Australia and other countries. And there is a migration of business opportunity, you know, outside the U.S., which is one of the concerns that that entrepreneurs and investors have, where the regulations, I'm not sure they're looser as much as they're more mature. And enterprises using drones and really the whole economy around drones, not just the manufacturers, but the service providers and the cloud providers and the data companies, they're all sort of engaged. I mean, it's a robust network of companies that kind of come together to create the value in addition to the manufacturer. But they have, you know, if you have to leave the country, if you have to do this outside the U.S., you know, that has implications for business opportunities. But Terry, can you comment? Do you have any specific details on that band or why they went to Japan?
You know, that's an interesting question, Keith. I'm not familiar with this particular video, but one thing with the insurance industry is that the FARs or the FAAs, the FAA regulations have nothing to do with whether we insure or whether we do not insure a particular risk. And in Europe, yes, it's more widely accepted. There are regulations in place. They are being used for commercial purposes. In the U.S., there are currently six 333 exempted film operators. We insure all six of those. I've always insured them. And one of the biggest issues was that some of these operators, such as Astraeus, David Wagreich is one of the exempted operators. He's been a cinematographer on movies like Legends of the Fall, A River Runs Through It, very well known. And the biggest concern is, hey, if I'm on a film set and I shut down an entire production because I'm operating a drone, that's, you know, he'll never work in that town again, as they say. So what they did were this group got together with an aviation attorney that we have worked with here at Transport Risk for many, many years, named John Hill in Washington, D.C. They got together as a group and worked through the FAA to file for the exemptions, and eventually were awarded those exemptions. There's a total of seven of them. Six of them are in the United States. One is based in Belgium. So now that those exempted operators are out there, it's kind of opened up an avenue and some opportunity. But interestingly, what we saw was the California Film Commission instantly turned around, issued a notice to the film industry and said that these operators are approved. They have to meet these, you know, there's a list of standards, basically runs down their 333 exemption, and also outlines an insurance requirement. Today in the United States, you can fly an airplane or a helicopter or anywhere you want. There's no insurance requirement. In UAS, we anticipate that there is going to be an insurance requirement. And in fact, the film industry, the Film Commission has already put down that requirement. It's $2 million smooth today, as we call it. And so after all of this time of wanting to have regulation and regulated and approved film operators, it finally came through. It's true. They're available. Instantly, the first three film productions we saw presented to us moved across the border to Nevada so that they could use non-exempted drone operators. And so we're going to be seeing these types of adjustments to this very, very disruptive technology for a period of time while we all kind of get our arms around how to deal with it, both from an insurance, an operational, and a financing standpoint.